I would have probably been in year 8 or 9. No, 9 or 10 probably. And I heard about these local music events that were happening around Adelaide. And, you know, a friend of mine said, she said, you know, you should come and, you know, check it all out and stuff. And obviously at that age, I knew that, you know, there were certain things that I needed to put in place for certain things to happen, especially going out to sort of local businesses and realize, okay, well, where is this place? How do I do this? How do I get
How do
in?
I get there?
And all that sort of thing. But because of the way that I was raised, it was like a never of I can never do this or whatever. It was about how I could do it. I found a gig that I wanted to go to, and I figured out where it was, when it was, all that stuff. And these were all ages events, so even though I was underage, they were, you know, they were drug alcohol free and stuff, so you know, kids can go and experience these things. So I thought I'd do the right thing as a person with a disability and say, I rang the place up and said, you know, this is my situation. I'm in a chair. I realize that where I'm needing to be is upstairs, and I completely understand that there's no lift or any sort of access in that way, but how can we make this happen? And on the phone, they said to me then that because of my situation, if something did happen, like you know, I would be a fire hazard to everybody else, so by law, they could not let me in the door. As a relatively young person at that point in time, obviously that's a hard thing to hear from somebody that, you know, has some sort of authority over you. I knew that it would be harder to say no to me if I was right there in their face. And I didn't consciously set, like, at the time, I wasn't doing it to spite them, to say, look, I'm here, but I knew what that I wanted to experience this thing. And I went and did it, and only years and years later did I realize that because I got my mum to drive me into town for that night, and she knew what the situation was. And later on did I know that she was freaking out because she didn't know whether I was gonna pick up the phone while she was 2 minutes down the road saying, shit, mum, I really can't do this. So she, you know, like I said, years and years later, I find out that she was waiting for that call, and of course, it never happened because once I was there, they had to deal, and I had to figure out as well. I just said, look, I'm here, how can we make this happen? And they carried me up the stairs in my chair.